Today's meditation is a winter solstice meditation to celebrate and embrace the darkness of the shortest day of the year. It's also to appreciate the past and let go of fear and worry. As the days get shorter and darker, we can call upon courage and hope to shine the light that's always within us. So find a comfortable seat for your meditation. Let your shoulders relax, your hands rest in your lap. Your eyes softly close, facial muscles relax, lips softly touching, and jaw soft. We all have shadows. We all have shadow wounds. Some are no surprise, yet others are buried deep within, intentionally hidden, because accepting them hurts too much. Maybe something happened when we were young and we chose to suppress it because we didn't fully understand the reason of our being. Or perhaps it's a trait we're not so proud of, a characteristic we're embarrassed to own. In the darkness of winter, these shadows can become more apparent, causing unexplained fears, impacting us in inexplicable ways. Perhaps they present as an anxious feeling, an uncomfortable sensation. They can surface when least expected. We can't figure out the cause, yet the trauma cannot be denied. So how do we fix them? How do we make these shadow wounds go away? The best remedy is to shine the light, meaning we see and accept these shadows and are indeed a part of who we are. Until we illuminate these wounds, they remain stuck in the dark and cannot be healed. But once we own our shadow wounds, we can begin to nurture these hidden aspects of ourselves, restoring our inner peace. Here are a few helpful steps to help lessen our unexpected triggers. Number one, forgive. Until we can grant ourselves grace, we cannot proceed with healing. Number two, accept. Now is the time to fully see what occurred, accept that it's done, and move on. Number three, be compassionate. We all require love and reassurance. Remember getting in trouble as a child? If you're like me, I just wanted someone to tell me everything was all right, that I could let go of any guilt or shame. Well, just because we're adults doesn't mean these needs are no longer there. Let's show ourselves some self-compassion. Number four, encourage. Why wait to hear it from someone else when we possess the ability to propel ourselves forward? Five, be open to change. Isn't the definition of insanity doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result? If we don't make changes, then we'll just remain on the hamster wheel, soon finding ourselves in a similar situation, though most likely with higher stakes. That's the thing about the universe. It keeps providing lesson after lesson until we finally get the message. Number six, trust. Requires courage. Seven, surrender. After we find it in ourselves to trust, we must then surrender our need to control the outcome. And number eight, allow. If we trust and let go of the need to hold the reins, we permit the universe to operate in alignment. So let's start our meditation by becoming aware of the breath. Feel the breath as it enters with a cool feeling and then warming as it gently travels down into your lungs. Fill your lungs with a deep inhale, bringing in energy, vitality, and prana, the life force. As you exhale, feel your body releasing toxins, stress, and any negativity that is accumulated. Let go of physical tension. Once you're feeling settled, allow your mouth to stay closed. Take several deep breaths, consciously focusing your mind on the present moment. Feel the energy that is in the body. Stay with this breath, focusing on the feeling of deep peace for 10 deep inhalations and exhalations. Nine. Eight. Seven. Six. Five. Four. Three. Two. And one. Keep centering your attention by following the movement of your breath. Inhaling and exhaling through your nose. Feel your breath moving through your trachea, filling your lungs, and feel your diaphragm pressing down towards your pelvis, grounding you. Stay energetically grounded as you exhale and feel the breath moving up and out through the nose. Watch the ebb and flow of your breath. Become aware of the warmth and tingling of every cell. Feel the energy that is in the extended environment, in every part of nature, and in every living thing. Bring all those energies together and feel them as one. Feel all of that energy shining brightly like the sun. Bring the shining glow of bright energy over the crown of your head. Feel it start to travel down into your body from the top of your head, slowly going down into your face and neck. Traveling down into your shoulders, all the way down into your arms, and down to your fingers. Run your thumb over your fingers. Feel that tingling energy. Feel all that healing energy and light going down into your chest. Into your heart space, all the way down to your hips. Feel it continue traveling down your legs, all the way down to your toes. Now see if you can make each part of your breath deeper and longer. Lengthen the spaces in between your breaths. And notice any emotions that come up in the stillness. It's common to feel fear when empty, the same feeling that many people have in winter. We are microcosms of nature, an energetic being animated by breath. Consider this. Each breath is keeping you alive. We need both the inhalation and the exhalation, the life-giving breath, and the clearing release, which creates more space for the next breath. Your whole body is now filled with divine healing light and energy. Feel it warming, healing, and expanding throughout your body. Allow this healing light to bring peace. Allow this healing light to heal any emotional issues or traumas. What can you release in order to create healing? As you continue to breathe deeply, let's take a journey on how we can relate to other aspects of ourselves. What can we let go of? What can we let rest in the darkness or even die away in order to make space for something newer, healthier, or even more exciting? Feel the full volume of your body pulsing with breath. Feel its fullness, emptiness, and the flow in between. Consider the health of your body, and as you ask this question, see what comes up in this space. What habits can I let go of that will help my body be healthier and more vibrant? Sense that answer in your body and allow that healing energy to completely fill any physical area that needs healing energy. Now connect in with your heart, your capacity to love and relate to others. Some relationships served a purpose in the past but are no longer helpful. Ask yourself the following: what relationships need more space in order for me to feel more emotionally spacious and loving? Watch the movement of your mind. Bring your awareness to any intentions or desires that you may have. Our minds can be the most challenging to shift. Many of us are wired for self-criticism and negativity, and our belief systems are limited. Once we open to changing our beliefs, we have the greatest potential to create more happiness in our lives. So ask yourself, what habits or beliefs can I let go of? Can I let die in order to experience more clarity of mind? Give yourself some time to let any thoughts bubble to the surface in answer to this question. Letting go of the previous attachments in our body, heart, and mind, we get closer to spiritual connection. We can then ask ourselves, what can I let go of to experience a deeper sense of myself, to connect with spirit? Feel into your wholeness. Notice the warmth inside you. Imagine a spark of hope in your heart that grows to a flame, and then beams of light radiating out of your body in every direction. Remember that this light sprung from darkness. We needed to let go and experience a symbolic death to some aspects of our lives in order to rebirth new experiences. just like the trees let go of the leaves in order to nurture their roots in the compost of the earth. We need to visit the past and make peace with it in order to imagine new possibilities for the future. Return your awareness to your breath, moving through the center of your body. And hold all the thoughts of those intentions and desires that you created as you allow that healing energy to bring your deepest needs, your deepest desires to life, and your intentions into reality. And remember the tools from the beginning. Forgive. Accept. Be compassionate. Be open to change. Encourage. Trust. Surrender. And allow. Feel your connection to divine energy and light, and know that all is one. Stay with this deep, relaxing, peaceful feeling of bliss for as long as you like. Forgive. Accept. Be compassionate. Encourage. Trust. Surrender. And allow. Slowly awaken your body. Open up your ears to what you hear. Notice what you're tasting, smelling, and feeling against your skin. And finally, gently blink open your eyes. Take a deep breath in as you reach your arms up over your head. Exhale as you bring your hands to your heart. Your meditation is now complete. The light in me acknowledges the light in you. Thank you and namaste.